And I'll tell you at First Baptist Church, this one little drop in the bucket, I want to make an announcement. There's still room. If we need it, we'll build it. If we need to break it down, we'll break it down. If we need to divide it up and multiply, we'll divide it up and multiply. There will always be room. These doors will never be closed, not for anybody. Everybody is welcome. There's room at this table. There's room at this table. Defy anybody in this place to stand up and say we've done enough.
The Encouraging Word.
That voice you've been listening to, that unique brogue from South Africa, is Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist. And today, I assure you that God is ready to use him and his word to encourage you and me as we open our hearts to that encouragement. Today's message is about sharing the blessings. And one of the blessings I'd love to share with you right now is the joy of praying together about whatever's going on in your life. If you'd like to talk with one of us, we'd love to pray with you. It really would be our pleasure to meet you at 866-899-WORD. What's going on? What would you like to take to the Lord in prayer? 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, let's open our hearts and our Bibles together with Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles this morning at Luke's Gospel in chapter 14. The Gospel according to Luke and the 14th chapter. The Lord has put a very particular and special word on my heart together for this day. And I had no idea concerning the events of the world. But I do know that God knows everything. And I have entitled our message today, Sharing the Blessings. Because I find myself so often asking of myself, what can I do for the Lord Jesus Christ? What can I do for the Lord Jesus Christ? How can I share the blessings that I have? I want to read to you something Jesus said. It's found in John chapter 14 and verse 16. John chapter 14 and verse 16. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited." Wonder who that servant is. "Come," he said, "for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I've just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I have just bought 5 oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Now, by the way, if I could just interrupt, folk, these excuses are rather interesting. Have you ever met somebody who suddenly found that they were moving, let's say, to Macon, Georgia? Let's say I moved to Macon, Georgia. I'm not moving to Macon, Georgia. But let's just say I moved to Macon, Georgia. And so what I did, I've just discovered my company's going to transfer me, so I pick up the phone in my home in Spartanburg, and I get a real estate agent down there, and I say, "Hi, my name's Don Wilton. I'm moving to Macon. I need a house." And he says to me, "No problem, Mr. Wilton. Man, I know a great house just down the road here." And I say to him, "I'll take it." He said, "Well, this is what it's going to cost you." I said, "Okay, I've got that. I make the bank loan. I sign on the dotted line, send faxes backward and forward." And then, having purchased it, I call him and say, "Listen, I'd like to come and have a look at the property that I've already bought." "Your wife will kill you, brother. You're in trouble." Never met somebody who decided they wanted to buy a new motor car. Call the dealership, say, "Let me speak to one of your sales representatives." "Yes, sir, my name's Don Wilton. I want a new motor car." "Good, what would you like?" "Well, I want a 6-cylinder with 4 seats and a steering wheel." And he says to you, "Look, we've got just a wonderful car. I'll take it." I buy the car and then I say to him, "Look, when can I come and have a look at my new motor car?" Folks, I want you to hear what God is saying here. They all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I've just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 oxen. By the way, you ever been to a cattle auction? Those farmers, man, I love them. They prod those cattle, they whip them around, they walk around in circles, they dissect them, analyze them, feel them, touch them, bump them, turn them upside down, talk to each other, they bid, and finally, having done everything necessary, they say, I'll take it. Verse 20, still another said, well, I just got married. Are you kidding me? I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry, and he ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, well, in that case, go out to the roads and the country lanes and make them come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, said the master of the house, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet, seeing that they refused to come. I want you to consider this parable. Consider this parable as we think about sharing the blessings. Number one, we know the owner of the house. We know the owner of the house. His name is Jesus. Number two, we know all about the banquet. Those of us who trust in Jesus, who know the owner of the house, we know all about the banquet. We know what Jesus has taught us. We know that when we die, the angels in heaven are going to come and transport us to be seated at the feast table, the banquet of the King. Number three, we know exactly who has been invited. All people have been invited. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible teach that God damns some and saves others. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, watch this, that whosoever will believe in him will have a seat at the banquet table. All people have been invited. Jesus reminds us of that. Right there in this passage, makes it abundantly clear. Number four, we know the urgency of today. I don't know that any of us could be less than utterly shocked at the events that have taken place. There are many heinous crimes that people commit. But dear friends, is there anything more heinous than a group of people who, in the name of their God, would slaughter little children? Because we don't just believe in protecting our own. We believe that what God has given to this nation, we've got a responsibility to go into all the world, those of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ, to share the love of God. Number five, we know every excuse in the book. If you consider this parable, I wish that I could stand here today and share with you some of the excuses that I've heard over the years. When I've invited people to come to church, my mother and father probably would be chuckling right now, because they can remember the excuses of a boy by the name of Don Wilton. I tell you what, I was a good excuse maker. We know every excuse in the book. Number six, we know there's still plenty of room. It's interesting that the servant, who is you and me, who went out at the master's command, who was given a responsibility, who was commissioned to go and to do what the master told him to do, came back and said there's still plenty of room, as if God didn't know. How big is heaven? How vast is his domain? What are the size of his heavenly accommodations? He died for all people. And I'm going to submit to you today that we know that there's still plenty of room. We know that at the feast table of the King, God hasn't even begun to fill up the banquet table. He's still calling us by name. But then when we come down to one little drop in the bucket, a place called Spartanburg, and one church among many wonderful churches, we know that there's still room in this church. We know that. And I'll tell you, at First Baptist Church, this one little drop in the bucket, I want to make an announcement. There's still room. If we need it, we'll build it. If we need to break it down, we'll break it down. If we need to divide it up and multiply, we'll divide it up and multiply. There will always be room. These doors will never be closed, not for anybody. Everybody is welcome. There's room at this table. There's room at this table. I defy anybody in this place to stand up and say we've done enough.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with Dr. Don in just a moment and the conclusion of today's message. But as we think about that place called heaven, do you know that you'll be there? If you want to talk or want to have some questions answered, let's discover them together in God's encouraging word. You can give us a call right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with you and for you, maybe to connect you with some free resources. You can make that same connection online as well at theencouragingword.org. We'd love to connect with you. Now back to today's message, Sharing the Blessings with Dr. Don Wilton.
I defy anybody in this place to stand up and say, we will not move. I defy anybody in this place to say, we've never done it that way before. I want to tell you, my beloved friends, you stand amongst a people who will not stop at anything so that we can share the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. We will never rest. We will never sign on the bottom line in this church. We will never erect a monument to our memory in this church. We are the church of the living God, and there is still room at the table for you. Jesus Christ, what a Savior. Number 7, we know where the people live. Did you notice here when this predicament came upon them, the master said, we'll go out into the highways and byways. We know the highways and byways. In fact, we've even got maps today. We know where the people live. And number 8, we know the consequences of saying no, not to us. I tell you, friends, don't misunderstand me. The important thing is not that people become a part of First Baptist Church. I'm not interested in whether or not people become a member of First Baptist Church. What I do want to make sure happens is that every person who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting regularly under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God and is surrounded by God's people and are being cared for and are enabled to grow in the grace and knowledge and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, you cannot do this alone. Your ship will sink. You cannot make it on your own. We know the consequences of saying no. The master of the house tells us right there, I tell you, not one of those men who were invited. Well, who was invited? All people are invited. And Jesus makes it clear to those who say no to the Spirit of God, they will not sit at the feast table of the King. Consider this parable. Consider this parable. But secondly, consider what we have just learned. We're in the middle of a study in Hebrews. Last 4 weeks, our subject, the 7 blessings. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 through 24. What have we just learned as a congregation? Have we forgotten? What have we just learned? All believers are going to have a place in heaven. All believers are going to be guaranteed partnership in the heavenly choir. All believers are going to be guaranteed partnership as heirs with Christ. What have we just learned as a congregation for 4 weeks and all the weeks and months and years prior to that? We've learned that every believer is guaranteed the presence of God. Every believer is guaranteed partnership with all the great men and women of the faith, the saints. Every believer is guaranteed a perfect Savior who has God's authority to admit us into the presence of a righteous God. What have we learned? All believers have been given the powerful sacrifice of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Yep, consider this parable as we share these blessings. Consider what we have just learned. But number three, consider what we have been told to do. Here's where the water hits the wheel. Turn with me very quickly to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. Everybody turn there. Matthew chapter 9. I'd like to hear those angels' wings turning the pages of God's book. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Consider what we have been told to do. What have we been told to do? Verse 35, Matthew chapter 9, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. And because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Consider what we have been told to do. Number one, to see the harvest. Can you see this world in which we live? We're told to do that. Jesus looked and he saw and he had compassion. We are a compassionate people, folks. You can see it on the faces of our people. Our people care very much because of Jesus Christ. Number two, we're told to hear the call. Hear the call. Hear the call. Hear the call. I was so privileged to teach another seminar, the beautiful Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. It was unbelievable, folks. God got all over my heart. My subject was the prayer of God, when God prays. God just moved in an incredible way. I couldn't get over it. The people coming up to me saying, "Pastor, thank you. I want to thank you for First Baptist Church. I want to thank you for that television ministry." I had one lady come up to me with tears running down her cheeks. She said, "Just a few weeks ago, you preached on heaven." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "My husband was lying in bed dying. And right at the end of your message, he looked up. And he pointed and he said, 'There's Jesus. There's Jesus.' And he died." She was at the Cove. I had people come up to me every day, all day, saying, "Thank you. Thank your people for hearing the call." But folks, we must not only see the harvest and hear the call, but according to this passage and according to the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19, we must go out and bring them in. We must go out and we must bring them in. We must go out and we must bring them in. You see, the old methods of getting people to go to church, they don't work anymore, folks. They've lost their relevancy. What we've always done, and there's nothing wrong with it, we've called a church business meeting. And we've said, "Let's get a new sign." All across America, people are putting up signs, and there's nothing wrong with signs. And that sign is put out on Main Street, and it begins to flash with an arrow. "Y'all come. Y'all come. Everybody welcome. Visitors welcome. Y'all come. Y'all come all week. Drive by. There it is. Y'all come." And nobody comes, but y'all come. This is evangelism. We've heard the call. Have a business meeting. Get a sign that says, "Y'all come. Y'all come." And what does God say? God says, "This is how you do it." "Oh, hey, how are you? What is your name?" "Mike." "Mike? Mike, I'm Don Wilton. I'm a member over at First Baptist Church. You know that one on Main Street with the big old steeple and that funny talking preacher who looks so good? You know that one?" And who is this here? Who is this with you?"
"This is my family."
"Your family? Who are they?"
"Allie, Chase, and Morgan."
"Allie, Chase, and Morgan. And where's your wife?"
She's probably in the nursery.
She's probably in the nursery. You mean back in the back room at home, right?
That's
where we're visiting right now, okay? Looking after the little one, eh? Mike, it's so nice to meet you. Listen, I just wanted to come by. Mike, have you given your heart to Jesus? Man, that's wonderful, man. I can see that. Morgan, how about you? Are you in school somewhere? Boiling Springs. Boy, that's a great school. I've been over there a lot. I've got a lot of friends who go to Boiling Springs. And Morgan, you've given your heart to the Lord, haven't you? I can see that written all over your face. You know, Mike, you've told me that you kind of, that you don't really, I know you love the Lord and you're a great, I'm just so glad to come and pray with you. And I, by the way, thanks for sharing with me about your aunt who's so sick. It was I just want you to know that we're praying for you, Mike, and your family and those other things that you shared with me. And I just wanted to come by and tell you that there's a group of folks, we just love you. And by the way, listen, I know that you've said that you're not kind of, you don't really go, you go here and there. Man, I want to invite you to come to our church. It's a great place. And I tell you what, Mike, how about if my wife, her name's Karen, and you love her, man, how about if Karen and I came by and picked you up next Sunday, and you can come with us, and we'll go together. You won't even have to sit by yourself or anything, because I know it's kind of tough being new, you know. But we got great people over there. And come with us, and we can sit together, and we'll go with you and everything like that. And then right after the service, in fact, they even have a great lunch at the church if you want to. We can have lunch together. And we'll drop you at home. How about, would that be okay? Would you love to do that?
Yes, sir.
Great, man. Thanks, Mike. Well, look, we'll see you will 10:30 suit you? Oh, and you don't want to wear a tie? Listen, you don't have to wear a tie to go to First Baptist Church. In fact, people come all different ways. We're a family church, and you don't have to wear a tie or a suit or you come, because the most important thing is to be in church. And Mike, we're looking forward. We'll have some good time, and you're gonna love my wife, man. Y'all come.
I pray you hear the open arms of our pastor, and more importantly, the open arms of our Savior Jesus Christ. When Dr. Don says you are welcome here, it could be that you have not found a place to discover that it's okay not to be okay. It's one of the realities of our church. We all are in need of growth. We're all in need of opportunities to see how God can help us become more like Christ. If there's something going on in your life and you'd like to have us pray you through that, let us talk right now at 866-899-WORD. 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with one of us 24 hours a day that are not only happy to pray for you right where you are, but also help you find a church to plug into in your zip code or two. That's the goal of Michelle, who leads the team about this, in helping you, if you're looking for a church, find a Bible-based church, a passionate church that would receive you and plug you in, give you an opportunity to serve and to be served. Just let us know if you're looking for a church by calling 866-899-9673 or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. But before we get away, a closing thought from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
The Encouraging Word broadcasts are reaching people all over the world. And we want to say thank you to a very special group of people who help us make this happen.
Thank you for being an encourager with me through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry. You are making a difference in people's lives. Why don't you become an encourager? Partner with us. Partner with me. Become an encourager today and be part of something far bigger than any of us.
When you take this step of faith, you'll receive the exclusive brand new CD-DVD resource called Erasing Jesus, a powerful tool that'll help you stand strong in your faith in a world that's somewhat intolerant to Jesus Christ. Also, you'll get a bonus journal just to say thank you for partnering with us. In addition, you'll receive a monthly personal letter from Dr. Wilton, as well as other resource opportunities, a 24-hour confidential live prayer line, a quarterly daily devotional guide, and notifications of events featuring Dr. Wilton in your area. To learn how you can become an encourager, send your request to Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us at 866-899-WORD. Or visit us on the web at theencouragingword.org. We hope you will make your commitment to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ around the world with us today.
You know, every single time I get up and have the privilege of being able to share God's word with you, I pray for you. And I ask God to allow me to see you through my spiritual heart, because I know how much God loves you. I just want you to know that it means a great deal to me that you would write to me, that you would allow us to partner together. Your life is important. It's important, first of all, to the Lord Jesus, every step of every day. But it's also important to me because I'm part of your family. We are part of the family of God. So God bless you, my friend, and thank you for letting me pray for you.
The Lord's been speaking to you through our pastor, Dr. Don, through the message that you've heard today. Let's talk with you. The number again is 866-899-9673. Before we go, I want you to hear about this wonderful Promises of God's Prayer. Here's Cheryl with all the details on how you can get your copy.
Revolutionize your prayer life in 2019 with Pastor Don Wilton. In his powerful, uplifting, and faith-building message, The Promises of Praying for Others, you will come to understand the wonderful gift of prayer in your life and learn to delight in the privilege of approaching God's throne on behalf of others. The Promises of Praying for Others can be yours on CD or DVD to enjoy and share with family members and friends for your gift of any amount to The Encouraging Word this month. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304. Or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD. Or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Thank you for your support. Your generosity will be a tremendous blessing to the Encouraging Word ministry as we continue full speed ahead in 2019, bringing hope and changing lives through God's encouraging word.
Our time's gone, but we're still connecting at theencouragingword.org and 866-899-WORD. And tomorrow, don't miss this message called The Living Dead from Dr. Don Wilton. We hope to see you then.
You guys have been a great inspiration to me, and I just wanted to call and say that you guys have lifted my heart. Every time I listen to you, Dr. Wilton, brought me out of so many times when I felt down. And I just want to thank you so much. And I'll be listening again. Thank you.